Accession number 12503, Reel 5.
Commander Lang, Reel 5. What impression did you get of the American allies in the Pacific?
Well, I think very, very good impression. Their ships were absolutely superb. They were designed for staying at sea for very long periods. And, of course, they had perfected the whole operation of fueling and replenishing at sea, which we were not too good at that time. Basically, our experience and training was operating in the North Sea in World War I, and our tankers and supply ships were all very slow. But I think, really, we did very well to have got by.
Was your attitude towards the Japanese enemy much different from the attitude towards the German enemy?
I would say yes, because I think knowledge of their atrocities were generally well known, and although, of course, the Germans committed atrocities, I don't think they were anything like, anyhow, not service personnel as bad as the Japs.
Do you remember receiving news that the air bombs had been dropped on Japan? And
yes. I don't think we were very far away at the time.
Did that come as a surprise to you or not?
It came as a surprise to me because, of course, I wasn't senior enough to be on the receiving end of those types of signals.
Had you expected the war to go on for some time until then?
Yes. I think, and it was going to be really extremely expensive in lives and expense. But just about that time, I got a virus pneumonia. How on earth I got it in those circumstances, I don't know. I must have picked a bug up from somebody else. And I was pretty ill, and remember being down in a makeshift sick bay below the armored belt when the guns were firing away, and you felt awfully helpless sort of lying there. And this emergency sick bay was actually in use for somebody who was having an appendix operation just behind my bed. I could hear the PMO sort of shouting for swabs or something like that. And I was nursed by the chaplain, who, of course, lived aft and was fairly handy for sort of giving me my medicines in the small hours. And after, when I recovered, I was sitting on the quarterdeck when the actual end of hostilities was signaled. I was convalescing, and I remember we were flying all the signals. Our signal officer was very keen that we should make it by visual signals, and so all the signal yards were festooned with flags, cease hostilities against Japan. Of course, the signal's executed when the flags come down, and we were waiting for these flags to come down. You could see the American fleet units on the horizon as we'd all sort of closed in together there, and suddenly there was a rattle of machine gun fire from above, and a Japanese kamikaze came through in flames. We'd had a seafire patrol up, and they'd got him, just one solitary, possibly two aeroplane, heading towards the combined fleets. And of course, when we were flying all these flags, it interfered with our radio transmissions, so it was really extremely lucky.
So that was right on the end of the war?
Right on the end of the war. In fact, you see, hostilities hadn't been ended because the flags weren't pulled down. And I did not participate in the signing of the treaty in Tokyo Bay.
Because of your flu?
Because of my pneumonia. Yes. In fact, I was sent home in a destroyer.
So you saw nothing of that?
I saw nothing of that, no.
How did you feel at the end of the war? Did you feel the effects of it very much?
I think you felt very, very glad it was over. And there wasn't this sort of constant anxiety going. What I was particularly glad of, and you became very aware of the strain of one's seniors. I mean, the admiral there had intense responsibilities since almost the first day of the war, in command of big ships, and then different, with very little break. And it was beginning to tell on them.
Did you find it difficult to readjust to peacetime conditions?
I don't think so, because everything was a sort of relief, and a gradual relief too. As I had a very pleasant passage home in a troop ship calling the Iran. By this time I was an acting commander, age 27 or something like that. Of course I got a very good passage home, good cabin and arrived at Southampton, was met by my wife and small son. It was something to be looked for. And I had a very close relation in Sydney who looked after me when I was waiting for this troop ship.
I think if you were born in 1916, perhaps you were 29 by then.
29, was that as much as that?